Oh, I see. In the corner.
Yeah, and folks, now, I'll show you right here. Come near this door. I don't think you've ever been on farm much.
But no, sir.
Is that how they?
Yes, sir.
They'll dig a hole down the ground. Then set their pole in there. Then take the wire, stretch it, and then it was steeple.
And then they're slanting poles out there, is what you call braces in the corner.
Those are braces.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you ever have anything made out of stone? Did you ever use rocks to make a something like that?
No, we never. We never did use nothing like rocks and things, stones and things to build things.
No. But now that I'm saying you a fellow over here, hey, did do that.
What? How did he do it? Did he dig them up out of his garden or?
We just go down on the hills and pick them up.
Rocks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got rocks here, plenty of them.
Did you ever make a fence or a wall?
No. Well, we made little walls out of them and tore them down.
Yeah.
Out here in the yard, this small yard.
Did you have chickens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had chickens back then.
How many?
Well, you kept about 25 or 30 chickens.
Uh-huh. How did you get them to lay? Did you ever have any trouble? Did you ever use a special kind of egg or?
Well,
no, we didn't use egg mash and things like that.
You made nests for laying back then.
Uh-huh.
Just round about.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you ever put any anything in the nest to make them lay better.
No, back then they were fed them corn.
Uh-huh. We were talking in class and they said something about how people used to put little eggs in there to make the chickens lay or something.
We never did do that.
A china egg or?
They do now. It's a whole lot different than what it used to do. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Had you ever heard of that? When they put something in the nest?
Yes.
They'll put a little hay in their nest.
Hay in the nest, but we never did put them shiny eggs or things like that in there. Oh yes, we have put little gourds and little bit of gourds that we raised.
You put gourds in the nest?
Nest gourds. Your mother had some of them.
Did?
Yes. Of course, after he got 16 years old, he went to sawmilling. And worked. He couldn't hardly make a living on the farm,
uh-huh.
You see.
You worked at sawmill?
Yeah, he ran a sawmill up to this boy's mother. You were some after she died, didn't you?
What did you use as a container on the farm to carry stuff around in? Did you, carry?
Basket.
Was there a difference between a bucket and a pail? I mean, it's one wooden one. What's the wooden one? Is that just a bucket?
Yeah, there's buckets too, right?
I was just wondering.
Of course, some of them call them pails and some of them call them buckets.
And when you took food out to your pigs, what did you call that?
Slop
jar. Slop
bucket.
Uh-huh. And. What kind of things did you use put in the slops? Did you
just scrapped off the table.
Uh-huh. Is that about all? Pigs loved it though, I bet. They ate pretty good, I bet.
Well, if you had any milk left, you poured that in a slop.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what about when you're cooking or something? What did you cook in? What are some of the things you cooked in?
Pots, skillets.
Yeah, what kind of, did you ever
iron pots,
skillets. With flat bottoms or with round bottoms?